Shir Hashirim, Perek Beis, Posek Dalet. Heviani el Beis Hayoyin. The Beis Hayayin is the, I guess that's where they do the parties. V'digloi olai ahavo. And his degel is the flag, is the sign that he holds up. I guess expresses his love. Let's see Rashi. What? The banner, that's the word I'm looking for. Okay. Yeah. El Beis Hayoyin, Ohel Moed, Sheshom Nitno Proteho, Uviureho Shel Toiro. He brought me into the Ohel Moed. This is after Matan Toiro, after the Egel. Brought me into the Ohel Moed. That to set up the Mishkan in the Midbar. And over there, Proteho Uviureho Shel Toiro. In other words, the Toiro that he gave at Har Sinai was elaborated on there. He brings over here that other Mephoshim say that the Beis Hayayin refers to Har Sinai itself. That's what the Targum says. And he says the Sipurnu says it refers to Eretz Yisrael. But we're going with Rashi. Rashi says, he brought me into the Ohel Moed, and there was given Proteu B'Roshel Torah. V'diglo Olavo, ukvutsosoi shed golani elov. When he gathered me into him, to come to him, avu hi olai, this was love to me. Oideni zecheres ahavosoi, I still remember that expression of love. In other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathered the Klal Yisrael, I guess, around.
What does the Galani mean?
What?
What's the Galani?
A degel, what do you mean? That's what it means.
Well, I should like go to him.
I guess you hold up. What was the degolim? The degolim were that, you know, here Shevet Ruvain is here. It's like street signs. You know, that's what it is. The sign. So he says this that he gathered us in and you know gave us these degolim. They talk a lot about the degolim in the midbar that they have all kinds of meaning and symbols. I don't know too much about that, but that he held up. This is, in other words, hey, these are my people. Look, you know, this is their name. This is Shevet Shimon. This is Levi. This is Yehuda. This is this. Those were an expression. It was like he's expressing his love to me, and I still remember that love today. So I just want to point out just a few things that over here that it seems a little strange. He says he calls the Beis Hayayin the Ohel Moed. Why? Not that they drank wine in the Ohel Moed. In fact, I don't think they were allowed to. B'sheshom nitnu proteho uviureho shel toiro. Okay. So what was this? Beis Hayayin, the place where they had this oineg v'simcha. That's what Rashi says before, that yayin is a symbol of mishte oineg v'simcha. That was the place that he gave proteu b'yoreo shel Torah. Now the Ohel Moed was really something else. The Ohel Moed was really the mokom hasharas hashchina. Right, they came in there, and that was where the Vosli Mikdash Shachanti Besoicho. The Ohel Moed had a lot of direct connection and spiritual connotation. So if we're talking about the love that Hashem expressed, He gathered us together. I guess the Ohel Moed was like the center of the Machane in Klal Yisrael. I don't know if it was physically in the center. I don't know, but it was must have been somewhat like in the center. And so He gathered us around. So that's like an expression of love. So, but what is the Nekuda? The Nekuda should be, hey, I'm inviting you to the Ohel Moed, the place. Literally, it means place of meeting, the tent of meeting. This is where you meet me. Yeah, but what was that? What was the thrill? What was the pleasure? What was the expression of love of the meeting Hashem? Not just because that's where the Hashem Sashchino is. Rashi specifically says, "Sheshom nitnu proteho uviureho shel Torah." HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving the details of the Torah to Klal Yisrael. That was the greatest connection of love. That was the uvedigla olav tzosi shed golani elov, and that he gathered me to him, meaning to the Ohel Moed, right, Beis Hayayin, and that was the expression of his love, and I still remember that love. What was the ultimate expression of that love? The revelation of the protim and the biurim of the Torah. And I think that's something that we really have to figure out a way to focus on, because many people today that learn don't feel that sense of like Beis Hayayin. This is much more pleasurable than wine. This is much more pleasurable than a banquet, than a party, than a. This is, you know, and the truth of the matter is that the greatness of the pleasure seems to be because it's an expression of Hashem's love. In other words, love is a very pleasurable thing, that someone loves, that someone at the Rabbeinu Shel Olam loves you. So it's one thing that this is the Mokom HaShechina, we're close and we talk to him, but there's another thing that he expresses his ultimate love, and he gives them proteu biureu shel Torah. But it seems like there's another thing too. It doesn't say what I always talk about, that he gave them the shlita over the Torah. Because to me, that was like the greatest love. Kodesh Baruch Hu took his Torah, you know, klei chemdoso yishoyim ishtasheya b'b'chol yoyim, and he gave it to Klal Yisrael, ad kedei kach, that he rescinded his rights to decide its halochas. That's not what Rashi's saying over here. Rashi's saying that that expression of love seems to be just that he gave us the protehu biureo shel Torah. There must be such a thrill in just understanding the nuances of the learning and the biurim of every halacha and all of the details, because this is Hashem revealing to us all of his secrets, the purpose of creation, the mechanism of creation, the values of creation, the reality of creation, what it's really all about, what's behind the scenes, what's under this table, what's inside this book, what's under the Shemayim, what's in the Shemayim, what's in the human existence, what it's all about. And revealing all of these things, that's the greatest expression of love. So a person has to really, you know, focus on that. I guess if a person is receiving love and doesn't realize he's receiving love, so the relationship could just be wasted. There's nothing.
Not really
there.
Receiving love. Then.
What?
Not really receiving love.
Why not?
You receive it.
What?
You receive it.
Oh, you mean if you're not aware of it, you're not really receiving it. That's what you're saying. Okay, that's better said. You said it better than I did. All right, that's true. In other words, it's not. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. If you don't get it, yeah, if you don't get it up here, you don't got it. That's it. Everything is the perception. And so I guess that part of what we have to do in order to really appreciate this is to focus on that all the time. That's why Baruch Meir said, when he said, Avarab, if he didn't cry, he couldn't be Machadish that day. But, you know, what does it mean? Ovinu, Ov, Racham, Amesein, Belibeinu, Lehovinu, Lahaskil. What a privilege! What a privilege that he and the human being can't. I mean, it's the Torah cannot be achieved by just human intellect. It's a gift from Hashem. Ki Hashem yiten chokhma mipiv dasu svula. But it seems like in order to really appreciate that, the first step is to realize that it's avor abo haftonu. What did he do? Chem look at this. Avinu makina avor abo sinu shebot chuvecho. The Avo Rabba is Batalamdim Chukechaim. You taught them the Torah. Teaching, revealing the protim and the details and the biurim of the Torah is the greatest expression of Hashem's love. And if we pay attention to that, if we think of it in those terms, if we think what a privilege it is to be able to understand how in the Das Kel Elyoin, when it comes to an Edus, there's such a thing as something that's not part of the Edus, and Palgina Dibura, it's as if he never said it. Wow, what a privilege. And the truth of the matter is that the more effort you put in pursuing the privilege, the more you can appreciate it. I don't imagine that if you're learning quickly and superficially, you're listening to a shir, you know, to somebody's davening the Gemara, so, like, you can't possibly put it to work. It's with amelus. It's esek hater. When there's esek hater, then there can be va'arev, no? Because I'm working at it, trying to get out. The Ramban, I think, says that they had to have Yisurim going into Eretz Yisrael in order to be able to appreciate the gift. Kol, it says, Gibu matoros tevis nosnak v'dish brochu Yisrael v'kulum al yedei Yisurim. Three matonas Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael: Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. I think those are the three that the Gemara says. The Kulam, all of them, are the Yisurim. So I think the Ramban says on the Pozuk, Ine Hashem Yasrek. I think I haven't seen it for years, but I think what he says is that you need that to appreciate it. without infidelity, you know, if you don't go through a process, if you didn't work at it, if you didn't sweat for it, if you didn't suffer for it, if you didn't go through, you can't really be much of it. But when you go through that, so it's also number one, I think what we have to do is to focus on that. This is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. Rashi at the beginning told us that that's the pshat Yishokeinim and Shikoyispiyu, that at Maimon Har Sinai we felt as if when Hashem is revealing to us the Torah, that He's giving it to us, it's pale pale. It's as if He kisses a kiss on the lips. And a person feels that and craves that and wants that again. And so that every time we sit down to learn, we have to realize this is the protim. Whatever I'm going to be zeichet to understand, whatever I'm going to be zeichet to figure out, whatever Hashem yitein chokhmah, that's a gift from Hashem, an expression of the love that He has for each and every one of us who allows us to understand His Torah. When I think in those terms, and then when I work hard to get it, so I'm sending a very, maybe not so subtle, but I'm sending a psychological message, hey, this is really choshev, this is really special. Now I can appreciate the fact that this is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael. But I think the chiddush here is something else, which I said quickly, but I just want to emphasize, and that is that this is the Mokom HaShoras HaShechina, the Kamed HaBeis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, but also the Mikdash V'Shochanti B'Seichon. The spiritual amongst us would say, wow, the Mishkan. If I had a Mishkan, if I knew this is where the Shechina is Shoyre. He says the Chazal gives a moshul to a person makes a house. I guess the Kala gets married and the husband takes her away and they build
everybody
a house.
Everybody went into the old noise?
What? I don't know if they went. They stood outside in the Chotzer. I don't know exactly.
Maybe the Pshat is that it was through Moshe.
No, but anyway, it says this, I came to the Mokom HaShoras HaShechina. Whatever it is.
It's not, you didn't.
We come today, even to the Kosel, if you're, oh, the Shechina is here. I don't see it. I don't know what's here. But this is as close as you can get. There's definitely something about it. There's definitely something about it. On a spiritual level, it should be very uplifting, very inspiring. But that's not the ultimate. Because the ultimate connection and the ultimate inspiration and the ultimate expression of Hashem's love is that He did protecho ubiureho. Every biur of every halacha, every prat, every detail of all the details that we learn in Yevamos and whatever, every little nuance, that all of that is an expression of Hashem's love, and a person can feel that. But in order to feel that, I think number one, you have to realize that it's true. Focus on it, and then you also have to be omil, so that you increase your appreciation by striving for it, by searching for it, by this, and to realize that ultimately this has more power than even the HaShoras HaShechina. The Rosh Yeshiva said this once in a different context on the Sipurno that says that you eat Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, you take your Ma'aser Sheni to eat in Yerushalayim, Leman Tilman LeYiras Hashem LeKecho Kol Hayomim. Right, that you should learn to Yirat Shamayim. You take your Ma'aser Sheni and you eat it in Yerushalayim. So the Sipurno adds the following words: Sheshom Hoya HaBezdin HaGodol LaHovin LaHoyris, because over there was the Bezdin HaGodol LaHovin LaHoyris. So the first point he pointed out was that Sheshom Yerushalayim was the Mokom HaShoras HaShechina. Koyanim Bavidosom. Leviim saying Shiro, Korbonois, what went on in the Beis HaMikdash? It's Ayin L'Roso. You know, Simchas Beis HaShoevo, Mishla Rosu. So that's only on Sukkot, but Sukkot is one of the times we bring the Ma'aser Sheni. I don't know if he used this here. But Mishla Ros, Simchas Beis HaShoevo, Simcha Miyomov. What was going on there? That Shaykh, the Ruchnis, Onu Lekove, Neinu Lekone. And yet, the Sipurna says that's not why, that's not the source of Yirah Shemayim that we get from going to Yerushalayim with the Ma'aser Sheni. It's because Shom Hoya HaBezdin HaGodol LaHovin LaHoyris. It's because of the Torah. It's the fact that the Bezdin HaGodol was there, that's the source of Yirah Shemayim. Despite the fact that there were the spiritual trappings in a magnitude that never existed at any other time in the history of the world. That was the ultimate of spiritual connection. Over the Torah, the sandwich that you eat outside the Lishkas HaGozis, That's the real source of Yerushalayim. But then he added something else that was also very nice. Every city had a Bezna of Chof Gimel. The Bezna of Chof Gimel was able to do Dinei Nefoshes. So there must have been a very chosh of a Bezna. A Bezna of Chof Gimel, every city. So why did they have to schlep us all the way to Yerushalayim? We could have said, hey, take your Maisa Sheni sandwiches and eat it outside the park by the Bezna in your city, wherever they were, Bishar or wherever the Bezna was. Go eat there. I could go schlep sach to Yerushalayim and this, and they leave the family. If the old people can't go and the children can't go, they leave them home. And well, come on, it could take a couple of weeks too till they got there to Yerushalayim, till they get back. They didn't fly on planes, you know. So no, because Shom Hoya HaBezdin HaGodol, the greater Bezdin was in Yerushalayim, the greater Lahovin, the greater Lahoyrois, the more Yerushalayim. So really the source of everything, the source of Yerushalayim and the source of appreciation of Hashem's love, it all comes from the Torah. And the more the Torah, the deeper the Torah, the more the Lahovin, the more the Lahiris, the more the Yerushalayim. And the same thing over here. What's the expression of the Ava? It's the Proteho V'Diktukeho. And it sounds like, according to Rashi, that even though in Har Sinai he revealed to us the basics, in Har Sinai, but most Rishonim say that in the Aseres HaDibros, really they were able to understand all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Everything is merumas in Aseres HaDibros. Some people even go to show how in the first mitzvahs merumas, all these mitzvahs, and the next one, all these mitzvahs, everything was merumas there. The information they got and the inspiration they got and HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking directly over there to them is not shaykh. But the ultimate, the real, this even beyond that, I don't know ultimate, but beyond that, there was another expression of Ahava, and that was the Proteho Ubiureo Shel Torah. And then I would ask the question, who gave it to them? In the Oil Moed. They must have heard it from Moshe. I don't think, we don't find that Hashem told them, taught them all the halachos. He taught Moshe all the halachos when he went up to the 40 days in Shomayim. So who was giving the Bioreo Protel? I assume Moshe Rabbeinu.
Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah? Yeah, okay, that's nice, but that, you know, that doesn't say it all. You know, that's the inspirational side. There's another side to it. But Moshe Rabbeinu, so here, the Bioreo Diktukeo of the Torah, not directly, I understand Yishokeinim and Shikois Piu, that engenders love. But this is an expression, just the intellectual details. But there's no Yishokeini. It's through Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not direct. It's not Peh El Peh. It's not like they heard directly from Hashem and Har Sinai. What? Afal Pikein. The Bioreho. This is the Teres Hashem. He is allowing, he's giving us the Seichel, he's giving Moshe Rabbeinu the wisdom to reveal to us Proteu Bioreho Shel Teiro. That's the greatest Vidiglo Oleahavah.